This interview is part of a thought leadership study created by KPMG in collaboration with FT Longitude.
For years, Latin America was seen as unpredictable terrain for M&A. But new research from KPMG shows that the story is changing. Dealmakers are looking at the region with growing confidence. So what's driving this optimism? High-growth sectors like tech, finance, energy, and private equity are fueling momentum. But the real story goes deeper. Success here depends on understanding how business gets done on the ground. Because in Latin America, local insight isn't optional. It can be the difference between a deal that works and one that falls apart. I'm Ben Bishor, Group Editor at FT Longitude. Joining me to unpack how local culture shapes dealmaking is Ethan Blanche, Product Partnerships Lead for Google in São Paulo. Ethan, welcome to the studio.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Ethan, Latin America is often talked about as one region, but in reality, it's a patchwork of very different markets. Why do you think broad regional generalizations often fall flat?
Ben, this is a great question. I will bring here my personal perspective. I'm not speaking for Google here. So I will bring here my point of view on the last 15 years of doing go-to-market and product partnerships in the region. You know, Latin America is not like an homogeneous entity. It's a collection of 20 different countries with internal differences. And also, sometimes people underestimate the pace of change that the region faces. So you have different economic structures, you have regulatory and different legal frameworks, and all these can impact the way that you're going to do business in Latin America. It's very different to do business in Brazil or in Mexico, or if you need to design a go-to-market plan for Uruguay or Ecuador, they're gonna be definitely different, everything. So the distribution channels, the local partners that you can rely, the culture, the language, you know, like we speak Spanish and Portuguese in Latin America, but there are several different nuances there. So it's super important for businesses that are looking for to make business in Latin America and to understand how to do it and understand the nuances that we have in each one of the countries, in each one of the regions.
Mm-hmm. Where would you say does it go wrong most often?
I would say two things. Okay, so people usually don't look at the complexity of the regulation and the legal environment that you have. So the rules that you're playing, again, in Brazil and Mexico are super different. And also, there's the cultural nuances of doing business. The way that you show up in a meeting in Brazil and the way that you show up in a meeting in Peru, it's going to be different. There will be cultural nuances that you need to be part of that. Sometimes, if you go just through like the framework of a playbook that you apply in different places, sometimes this won't happen in Latin America.
So when you're entering a new market, how do you actually build that local understanding? What's sort of the starting point and how do you come to terms with what's going on there?
I'd say that first of all, you need to really understand the partner ecosystem, like who you're going to partner with, what is the dynamic behind that the partner ecosystem. Usually, depending on the sector that you're playing, you're going to have sectors that you have like super savvy companies, but also there are sectors that are not so mature and that you need to really figure out like how to apply that knowledge that you have in your marketing to throughout that sector. So I think it will really depend on the partner ecosystem, and it's super important to figure out like how your culture values, they connect with those partners, and how you're going to foster those relationships to make it happen locally.
What's the role of the management team of your partner? Are they crucial to making sure you get this cultural fit right?
Yeah, crucial for sure. Sometimes it's relying on a local partner will help you to accelerate business and will help you to figure out what are the like best paths that you can use in that specific market. So understanding leadership, you know, in the end, like, it's everything like related to people. So if you get like partners that have your core value and connected to your core value, and partners that are already doing business in that region and they understand the paths they need to follow, this will truly make the difference. So I'm always looking for like the best partners, and best partners are those that have like the best people that connects to what you're trying to do.
And what's the role of advisors here? So for instance, I mean, it might be on specific issues, right? Like maybe you need like advisory on tax, but maybe it's something much bigger to really understand what's going on in the market.
Advisors are super important, so you can understand those nuances. And sometimes it's like a legal issue that you're going to have in that specific country and that you're not prepared for. And other times, it's understanding the distribution channels that you should rely on. Thinking of like a global company getting to Brazil, for example, you would see like, we have like a super social country. Yeah, like people love to go to social networks. They use WhatsApp. They are like spending lots of times on YouTube. So if you're thinking on like developing a strategy to get into Brazil, maybe the like not having like a social playbook in place will really make the difference. So, and I think the advisors, they play this role of helping you understand fast enough the local nuances and help you to really target what is needed to your business.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really interesting point. So KPMG recently conducted research, and that shows that cultural fit is like the top challenge in post-deal integration, but it often gets very little attention until after the deal has been signed. So there's a contradiction here. And I'm wondering, why do deal makers so often get this wrong? Do you have any thoughts about this? Why don't they look into this earlier?
Culture often it seems as something that is like a HR thing or a people thing that is not part of the everyday business. But you know, in the end of the day, for a deal maker, it's super important to go beyond like the frameworks and super important to understand what makes the difference for that specific partnerships that you're aiming to develop or the go-to-market that you're aiming to put in place. And also there's bias, you know, and like we do have like bias for lots of stuff that we are doing in our day-to-day. And it's natural for every human being. So it's super important for when you're heading to a new place, heading to a new market, understand what are the biases that you have. You're going to need to figure out like what are the changes that you need to do in your playbook. And I'm not saying that playbooks won't work. They might work. And most of the times they will work. And you can do something that is scalable enough. But I think it's super important to figure out like the way to communicate with those partners so you can review your bias, understand the local nuances that are truly impactful for the region.
Hmm. Is there another problem that culture is like kind of a soft issue that's like difficult to define? You know, like if you're looking to do a deal, like you can look at the market, you can assess the market size, and you can look at your targets, profit margin. These are all like hard numbers you have, and then you can make calculations based on that. But then it comes to culture, and maybe it's just like way too difficult to actually like really put a value or a number behind it that helps you assessing the risk here.
Yeah, and I would say that this is it's gonna be totally connected to like the personal relationships and how you evolve those personal relationships when you're doing like a deal or localizing a go-to-market or building a partnership in a specific region. You know, for it, like bringing Brazil again, because I mean, São Paulo, it's important to be like Brazil is huge. Like you have like different states, and doing business in São Paulo is very different to doing business in Minas Gerais, for instance. In states, you have like local nuances for doing business then. So I would say like the personal side and understanding like what are the intentions behind those that are doing business with you, it's super important. So you need to really figure out, it's not only about like the numbers and the financials. Sometimes you choose the people that you're gonna sell, not with your head, but with your heart, yeah. I think this is a part that is super important figuring out, and this is a bias, and but it's important to reframe that, like, yeah, in Latin America, you have like passionate people, and you're gonna deal with more personal nuances than you'll have in different places. So this is for everywhere, but I think like for Latin America, it's important to have like a different look at it.
Ethan, my final question to you today is, what can you do if you've just acquired a business and now you're realizing there are significant cultural hurdles? Do you have any sort of tips how you can mend that situation and, you know, make sure you have a positive outcome in the end?
I would say that, like, to truly go local in practice, I think we need to move beyond like the simple translation and generic cultural awareness, you know, to achieve deep and to adapt like the strategy, the go-to-market, and the execution. Three things are super important. The first one, on strategy side, make sure that if you're approaching Latin America, you tailor your product, your pricing, your distribution strategy to the sub-regional nuances. So make sure that you understand that you're not doing business like in one like pan-regional place, and make sure to make it attaches to the local nuances. The second piece, I would say, that is like talent. So partnering with local players, understanding the local partnership ecosystem, it will make the difference. It will make the difference. And third, I would say like the getting like local experts to help you navigate the compliance, the legal piece, and will truly make the difference, because sometimes a tiny word or in a contract, or sometimes like not understanding exactly where you're heading, it will make the difference in the end of the day.
Brilliant, Ethan. Lots of takeaways. I think one thing I've learned is that cultural issues are, you know, they're not only a concern, they're also an immense opportunity, actually. If you get it right, if you really nail it, then you might have a massive competitive advantage. Ethan, many thanks for your time today. Very interesting conversation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you for having me.
This interview is part of a thought leadership study created by KPMG in collaboration with FT Longitude.